بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يبشرهم ربهم برحمة منه ورضوان وجنات لهم فيها نعيم مقيم.
Verse number 21. Their Lord gives them good news to gladden their hearts, of His mercy and His contentment with them, so that He is never angry with them, and of entering them into gardens in which there is eternal bliss.
خالدين فيها أبدا إن الله عنده أجر عظيم.
Verse number 22. They will live in these gardens eternally as a reward for the good actions that they would do in the world. Allah has a great reward for those who follow what He instructs, and who stay away from what He has prohibited, who lived in devotion to Him.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu aba'akum wa ikhwanakum awliya'a لَا تَتَّخِذُوا آبَاءَكُمْ وَإِخْوَانَكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنِ اسْتَحَبُّوا الْكُفْرَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
Verse number 23. O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, do not take your fathers and brothers, relatives and other relations, as intimates and protectors, telling them the secrets of the believers and consulting them, if they prefer disbelief to faith in Allah alone. Whoever makes them protectors despite their disbelief, drawing close to them, disobeys Allah, wrongs themselves and brings destruction upon themselves because of their disobedience.
قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Verse number 24. Say, O Messenger, to the believers, if their fathers, sons, brothers, wives and relatives, the wealth which they have gained, the trade which they want to grow and fear its reduction, and the houses which they like to live in, are more beloved to them than Allah and His Messenger and striving for His sake, then they should wait for the punishment that Allah will send down upon them. Allah does not make it easy for those who disobey Him to do actions which please Him.
لقد نصركم الله في مواطن كثيرة ويوم حنين إذ أعجبتكم كثرتكم وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ.
Verse number 25. Allah helped the believers against their enemies, the idolaters, in many battles despite their small numbers and shortage of weapons. When they trusted in Allah and took appropriate measures, the believers should not be simply pleased by being a great number, because this is not the reason for them beating their enemy. On the day of Hunayn, when they were pleased by their great numbers, they said that they would not be defeated on that day because of small numbers, but their great numbers which pleased them did them no good. With their enemies overcoming them, and the earth becoming narrow for them despite its vastness, then they turned from their enemies, fleeing in defeat.
أنزل الله سكينته على رسوله وعلى المؤمنين وأنزل جنودا لم تروها وعذب الذين كفروا وذلك جزاء الكافرين.
Verse number 26. Then, after they ran away from their enemy, Allah sent down calm upon His Messenger and the believers, so that they become patient in fighting, and He sent angels they could not see, and punished the disbelievers with death, capture and seizure of their wealth, women and children. These disbelievers were repaid in this way for their rejection of the Messenger. Beneficial points. 1. The great ranks of those who strive for Allah's sake, for them is the highest rank before Allah among all those of rank. For them is the highest privilege and position, and they are successful, triumphant, and are saved. They are those who their Lord gives the good news of eternal bliss to. 2. In the verses is the greatest proof of the necessity of love for Allah and His Messenger, and the precedence of this love over the love of anything else. 3. The special mention of the Day of Hunayn among other battles, because it was an example of Allah's help coming, because of following the command of Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him, and defeat coming because of preferring worldly pleasure to following them. 4. The verses show that victory is only through Allah's help, and not due to being great in number, since they did not triumph because of their great numbers. 5. The blessing of the sending down of calm from Allah, the calm sent to the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, reassured his concerning that Muslims with him, and gave him certainty of Allah's support, and the calm sent to the believers made them stand firm and gave them courage after the anxiety and fear.
ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Verse number 27. Then whoever rejects disbelief and misguidance after that affliction, Allah will accept their repentance. Allah is forgiving and merciful to those of His servants who repent to Him, accepting their repentance after their denial of the truth and their disobedience.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in المشركون نجس فلا يقربوا المسجد الحرام بعد عامهم هذا وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنْ شَاءَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Verse number 28. Those who have faith in Allah and His Messenger and follow the sacred law that He established for them are told that the idolaters are unclean because of their disbelief, disobedience, and blameworthy character traits and evil customs. So they were not to enter the sacred area of Mecca, containing the sacred mosque, as pilgrims for the Hajj or Umrah after that year, which was the 9th year of the Hijrah, if the believers fear poverty, because of the idolaters no longer bringing different foods and merchandise, Allah will be sufficient for them from His bounty. If He wills, Allah knows the situation and is wise in His plan.
قاتل الذين لا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ولا يحرمون ما حرم الله ورسوله ولا يدينون دين الحق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب حتى يعطوا الجزية عن يد وهم صاغرون.
Verse number 29. Fight then, O believers, against the disbelievers who do not have faith in Allah as their Lord without any partner. Do not believe in the Day of Judgment. Do not avoid what Allah and His Messenger have forbidden, such as carrion, the meat of pigs, alcohol, and usury, and who do not submit themselves to what Allah has made sacred law among the Jews and Christians until they pay the jizya tax with their own hands and are humble and subdued.
وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله ذلك قولهم بأفواههم يضاهئون قول الذين كفروا من قبل قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون.
Verse number 30. The Jews and the Christians associate partners with Allah. The Jews do so by claiming that Uzair is the son of Allah, and the Christians do so by claiming that the Messiah, Jesus, is the son of Allah. What they say with their own mouths is simply made up without any proof from Allah by saying such things. They are similar to the idolaters before them, who said that the angels were the daughters of Allah. Allah is far above such things. May Allah destroy them. How can they turn away from the clear truth to falsehood?
اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا لا إله إلا هو سبحانه عما يشركون.
Verse number 31. The Jews made their rabbis lords instead of Allah, as did the Christians with their monks, by allowing them to permit what Allah had forbidden them and forbidding what Allah had allowed for them, and the Christians made the Masih, Jesus the son of Mary, a Allah next to Allah, as well as Uzair and Jesus the son of Mary, to worship him alone and not to associate anything with him. He, glory be to him, is the only Allah, and there is nothing worthy of worship except him. He is, glory be to him, sacred, far above having any partner that these idolaters and others claim. Beneficial points. 1. Some of the greatest blessings for the Muslims have been when their warring enemies have become Muslims too, as occurred with the Hawazin tribe and the Tartars. 2. The verses show that the heart is allowed to be concerned with the ways of gaining provision, and it is not contrary to relying on Allah. 3. The verses show that provision is due to effort, but is a blessing from Allah who controls its distribution. 4. The jizya tax is one of three choices Islam offers its enemies, and the aim of all three choices is to strengthen the Muslims and weaken the disbelievers. 5. The Jews associated partners with Allah and did not recognize His greatness, glory be to Him. 6. Allah encourages the believers to engage with the Jews and Christians on account of idolatry and lack of respect for the sacred laws.